From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says he believes admitting lawful permanent residents into the United States is in the country's national interest and does not go against the provisions of President Trump's executive order limiting immigration for 90 days from seven Muslim-majority countries he says have spawned terrorists. Our Nicholas Pallarino is a terrorism scholar at Georgetown University.
It seems to me they're trying to make the process of people getting into this country more uniform. They're trying to standardize the vetting process, and they're also trying to ensure the country of origin can provide appropriate information on the people that are coming into this country.
President Trump defended his order against the global outcry, saying it is not about religion, but about terror and keeping the country safe. Thousands protested through the weekend since Mr. Trump signed the travel ban. John Finlan protested at New York's JFK Airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen, but I was not always an American citizen. And this is just fascism.
A federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. A Sudanese court on Sunday sentenced Czech missionary Petr Jazyk to 24 years in prison. His lawyers said he was convicted on three charges, including espionage, punishing fake news, publishing that is fake news, and inciting hatred. Jazyk was arrested December of 2015. Czech officials say the charges are groundless. This is VOA News.